Hey everybody, welcome to my favorite part of the month, the audio shout-out portion of my monthly ramble. This is January's ramble, and I have a big, huge list of shout-outs to give to my upper-level patrons. So, let's get this party started. As usual, I will very likely mispronounce someone's name, so sorry in advance. I'm gonna do my best. Okay, let's do this. Happy January, and big shout out goes to Czar Muffin, Simply JPEG, Marissa, Matthew K, Aqua V, Joan 80, Philip S, Kinsey, Shamed, Marissa R, Jarek C, Austin J, AJ Moody, Sir Manu, Jesse S, Venom 5151, Devon H, Viv Angel, Kinsey H, Toxic Nuke, Dilberg, Eddie, Shinitai Sama, Rajo, Blendy, Mr. Tubbers, The All Around Gamer, Eyes, Carlos A, Simeon C, Rolia Trees, Novain J, Delta, Ridley Munn, Adam, Beast Mode 7878, Joseph M, Niada, Alex, cool name, Elaine, Alexander, also cool name, Shiroi Sora, sorry, I have to say it a couple times, Ujan, Jason R, Demian, Ninvortex TF, Alex I, also cool name, CT, Powered by Toast, Anne H, Joseph L, Shao T, Misaki, Nick 05, A-Day, Trash at Games, me too, Zen, Monkey DJ, Hat Boy, NSP, Azur Cosplays, Scrapus 225, Majin Chu, Hana, you're gonna make me say this, Beef Stroke Me Off, Fatal, HH123, Jay Davis, Old Familiar, Daniel O, Joel, Fangs and Flowers, S, Masochistica, Sweet Pea, Naz N, Matthew S, B, Rob D, Fish, Greek Hero 03, Neon Donut, Paul F, John G, Rob J, Slater, Jonathan A, Joseph H, Mech Goodwin, Sean B, Nikki L, Brian, Donald P, MK, Alk247, Mad Villain, Lucas N, V, O, Shadow, Exalcaldra, Aqua Mirage, Arcade Junior 12, The Shitty Account, Joel V, Maya W, Diamond, Sebastian F, Crawford, Tony, Dave Idolate, Blue, Logan M, Michael W, Hero, Sam, 4PPL3, Roman numeral 3, Queen of Moths, Coinche, Asaroth Kai, Scarlet, Alex, cool name, Matthew M, Blinky Poo, Toxic Frybread, Tyler, Giorne, Venice, Cuddle Sub, Peyton, Oswaldo, Mr. Lish, Raphael E, Vanity, David S, Don S, Marcus B, Dr. Chaos, Nick Nick, Raleigh W, Myra P, Diego M, Mo Malo, Kristen T13, Slays of God, Moo, Rat, Time Me 12, Tatum R, Junior R, John W, Fion S, MBLK, Blobzilla, Gabe, CPT Mork, Exerzer, Naomi, Milk Dud the Great, Tobby Bat, Dane C, Toxic Haze, Eros the Random Guy, T, Ipic Cross, Silver, Youngest is Here, Jeff, Donnie, Patty Mack, Dane C, P Doge, Tony W, Adchice, Adchice, A-D-X-I-C-E, Adchice, Asta L, Jim, Steps, Casey L, Jose J L, Cool 0210, Bliss, Lee R, Hope H, Micah, Avalanche Zero, Mad C 066, Mal, Joel, Pumpkin Consumer, Mar, I'm the Baconator, Tom R, Maeve, Chris, Sirux, Sirux, S-Y-U-R-I-I-X, Sirux, I think that's right. Yes, Sir, Night Angel, Regalia, Adam B, The Override, Wadwatch, I Don't Know What I'm Doing, Corey W, The Lovely Eve, Donovan Grav 987, BK417, Zachary B, Emil, Isabella F, Dragzoon, Generic Gamer, Dragon, Bryce G, Sketchy Cowboy, Yuvin, 7, Jonosaurus Rex, Daniel S, Grayview Kevin, Retro Jared, Holden, Shanice H, Christopher B, Dota Player, Ben M, Rojas Ortega, Itamar G, Pucci, Cassandra M, Steve P, Jules, Alex H, cool name, Johnny B. Good, Carlos C, Tacos Are a Sandwich, Change My Mind. I don't know about that, man. Sparky, The Magic Panther, Kitsune Kosak, Deck, Esme W, Iceman 830, Marie, Mayochi, Daniel F, Ferrari, Zuckershock 97, Aminar R, Kobe, Joaquim J, Legion, Aaron, Yes Yes Yes, Evan P, CG101INC, Starscream, Teasen, Smith, Sir Michelangelo III, David V, Dan, Juan M, Wasson, Seb P, James Edmund L, Perk Perkins 03, Ezareth, Marino Romance, Matutz B, Zoezo, Scants 541, Christy M, Giel, Amanda, BP Day 00, Trigger, Rugman, BJ, Buck Swanson, Matthias, Katrina, Alexa Carter, also a cool name, Hot Wheels, Michael, Jambris, Table Knight, Thomas B, Jose E, Marco R, Peach Salsa, No Name, Vidgo, Sammy, Christian, Junie C, Rain G, Allison S, Kirk B, Shigure, Schlabber Booksay, I just always, Schlabber, I'm sorry, you know, we've had a chat before, Schlabber, Noah S, HippoRex 4782, Rockin' Stone, Miller Gin Draft, Blake K, Braden G, Kim, Jordan A, Frankly Warm, Cam A, Akaye, Link 2980, Yosu, Robot Boy, Colton B, Searchlight, Maximus, Nicholas G, Dat One Pyro, Diet Knight, Trenton H, John S, Bruh, Kaiser Timon, Ikuni, Bamhurger, Blue Knight, Kyle S, Kaitan 777, Ray Ramirez, Corey Bear, Ethan, Mona B, RGF65, and Red King 515. Done. We did it. How long did that take? Oh, quite a minute. You guys, there's so many of you. It makes me so happy. I love it so much. Thank you, and see you in the rest of the episode. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Monthly Ramble with Alex. Yay! This is the January Monthly Ramble, which, again, as I've said before, is a little funny that the January Ramble gets posted February 1st, but you know what? That's the way I designed it, and that's the way it is, so we're just gonna keep it that way. How are you guys? I hope everyone is doing well. I hope that 2024 has been off to a good start for everyone. It certainly has been for me. It's been a really nice, relaxing month, actually. Yeah, it's been really good. As you know, I've kind of talked a little bit about before, I do a lot of my audios at least a few weeks in advance. And I've been really nice and caught up and working well ahead of the schedule lately. So, yeah. Yeah, it's been good. I don't know. Just moving along. I am going to do what I always do, which is just kind of chat at you and just give you a little insight into Alex's world, let you know what's going on, what I'm thinking about, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, we have a lot to talk about. There's kind of been a lot of movement, a lot of development, a lot of new stuff. So yeah, let's get right into it. Just give me a second here. I'm pulling up my Patreon because this is what I like to do. Is I like to go through the Patreon and look at all of my posts, so that way I can kind of have a nice timeline for what I did over the month. You know that thing where, like, I don't know, time just blends together for me. It's like, you can show me something I did on January 1st, and I would be like, oh, that was like 2 years ago, right? And similarly, you could show me something I did yesterday, and I would be like, I don't remember doing that. Anyway, okay, so looking at January 1st. We started off January with the audio request post, which I am super thrilled with. The audio request tier, I think, has been a really big success, at least in my eyes, in terms of, you know, getting more people, more custom stuff, but at a price point that, you know, works for me, works for you. So yeah, I'm really happy with how that's going. And you know, as usual, thank you to everyone who's joined that tier and who's been submitting your ideas. I love them. Keep them coming. Seriously, like, if you have, like, 5 ideas, submit 5 ideas. Like, you know, doesn't mean I'll get to them all or choose them all, but, you know, put them out there. Give me something to work with, you know? I like coming up with ideas, but I like better doing ideas that you guys bring up, because that way I know that it's something that you actually want and something that, you know, maybe other people actually want. So yeah, I love it. Super happy with that. January 2nd was sharing a bed and cuddling with your best friend. This was a F for F episode, and super, super fun and fluffy and lovely. And this one has very quickly shot to one of my most popular videos on my F for F channel. So that always makes me happy. And yeah, I think that that kind of friends to lovers stuff, I mean, we've talked about this before, it's never gonna get old. It's never not gonna be popular. So I think you can just always expect a good amount of friends to lovers kind of stuff on my channels. But yeah, that one was fun because it was, I don't know, it's like the F for M friends to lovers are so different from the F for F ones, in that, without getting too much into sociology, it's a lot more specific in terms of women's friendships with each other and the ways that women show affection and the ways that, you know, women show romantic affection, like all of these things. It's also specific, and so it ends up, you know, those episodes end up being quite a bit different from the F for M friends to lovers ones. And yeah, I don't know. I really like this one, the hoodie sharing. Yeah. And the Patreon version of this one, I included a lot more, like, kissing, which is something, this is something I want to do with more episodes where it's not like YouTube, you know, is so, so cranky about kissing noises. And obviously, like, we like episodes with characters who kiss, you know? And so I think, you know, something I did with this episode that I want to keep doing in the future is instead of having, like, you know, the first 12 minutes of this episode are safe for work and the last 12 minutes are spicy, what I did instead was I kind of folded in some spice throughout the whole episode. And the Patreon version of this episode had that spice, you know, untouched. The YouTube version had it edited out, so it seemed like it was just safe for work all the way through, but really there was, you know, spicy stuff happening throughout. So I don't know, I kind of liked that. I think I'll keep doing that with episodes. So yeah, super fun. Next up, January 3rd, we had Taken by the Tomboy Mafia Boss's Daughter. It's kind of a mouthful of a title. This one was one of my first, scripts that I, read from someone else. Yeah, that was really interesting. That was a really, you know, that was a fun experiment. I think it's kind of hard to go from writing and, you know, improvising my own scripts to doing someone else's because, you know, I have a very particular way of talking and of, you know, kind of saying things, whatever. And it doing someone else's script requires that you, you know, stick to the script. And that can be kind of difficult sometimes for me. I, as a writer, I find like specificity and like really strong detail and really natural dialogue to be like of the utmost importance. And I have my way of doing things. Other people have theirs. So it's kind of hard, but I did think this was really fun and a bit of a success. Sounds like you guys really liked it. At least you guys liked the mafia boss kind of situation. So I promise I am doing a follow-up to this one. I know I've said that before. Things have gotten in the way, but that one I promise will have a follow-up this month. I just need to find a good slot for it. So after that, we had, January 5th, this was the, Secret Inner Circle weekly audio. It's called You're a Good Girl, Aren't You? And yeah, nice and long FDOM, F for F session, big on the good girl. Yeah, this one, so I think you guys have probably noticed, you know, on the weekly spicy audios for the Secret Inner Circle, you know, I've tried a bunch of different solutions. I've tried switching back and forth an F4M spicy episode 1 week and F4F spicy episode the next week. I've tried doing both, you know, making one episode and doing an F4M version and F4F version. Both of these approaches have their pros and cons. I still haven't really settled on what is a good solution yet, but I don't know. I just want to basically say, like, and maybe this is something that needs to be said that like a lot of people don't realize, but like there are a ton of people in this community, and there are, you know, I won't get into the numbers because I don't really know the numbers specifically, but I do think it needs to be said that there are a lot of people here in our community who are here for F4F content, and I will always make that content, and I will always try to balance giving both audiences what they want. I understand that there's, you know, more people in the kind of F4M camp than there are in the F4F, but those people are still here, my F4F people, and I'm gonna balance that. Or that's always my goal, is to balance that. I want, you know, each person who's here paying money in this community needs to feel like they're getting what they're paying for, basically. So so that's why sometimes I choose to do an F4F spicy episode on the Secret Inner Circle weeks. But again, I don't know. I'm still kind of trying to figure out what my options are and what a good solution for that would be. Because in the end of the day, it's always about making everybody happy. And that is what I would like to do. So, okay, moving on. Next we had a, I feel like this is kind of a classic now at this point. The distracting your soft dom gamer girlfriend while she's playing. This idea, you know, a lot of people do this kind of situation and this setup, and I think it's a classic for a reason. It was fun, definitely fun. I had a lot of fun doing it, and I don't know, I'll probably do something similar soon. I really like these kind of like situational episodes where there's, you know, like someone's on the phone or in a meeting or whatever it is. So yeah, that one was really good. After that, we had our F for F, having the talk after cuddling all night with your best friend. This one was a follow-up to the, like, I already can't remember what the title was, cuddling with your best friend. Picks up the next morning and has the characters, you know, kind of talk about their relationship and their feelings for each other and basically start dating. So again, that one was super, you know, really wholesome and kind of, I pulled a lot from sort of real life experiences on that one. And a lot of food talk in that one, which I think people appreciated. So after that, we had our F-Dom tomboy girlfriend pins you down and makes you blush. This was our secret inner circle audio for this week. I mean, who doesn't love edging? Who doesn't love blushing? Who doesn't love F-Dom JOI stuff? Yeah. So, as always, that one was that one was fun. I need to come up with a new catchphrase. I'm sorry. I don't want to repeat myself too much. They're all fun to make. All these episodes are fun to make. Like, there's not a single one that I'm like, ugh, I don't want to do this. It's not fun. So, yeah. Let's see. After that, we had our January, the first of our January audio request audios. And this one was great. This was a, this was called Distracting Your Tomboy Girlfriend While She Bakes You a Birthday Cake. This was a really great idea. I loved, the idea of it, you know, taking place in the kitchen and the kind of involvement of food in a way. Like, they're, if you recall in the episode, there's like chocolate frosting, chocolate batter for this cake, whatever, and that gets kind of involved in the spicy times. And I don't know, it was really like, it was a wholesome idea while also being like, you know, kind of spicy. And I liked it, which is why I chose it. And moving on, I'm going through these a little quickly, just FYI, because we have like other stuff to talk about other than just the episode. So I just want to make sure I don't tire myself out and wear my voice out before I get to that stuff. After that, we had your tomboy best friend admits she's jealous and possessive after your date. I just realized I was reading the title for this episode on Patreon, and I put cowboy as title instead of cowgirl. This one was the direct follow-up to your tomboy best friend wants you to practice on her for her date. It is so funny. I mean, this is, talk about a new classic. This episode, the follow-up and the original are just both like, I was not expecting them to be as popular and as well received as they were. And I only say that because I didn't think the idea was as strong as like some other ideas, scenarios rather, that I do. And clearly I was dead wrong on that. I mean, I think it's really cool how much you guys love this series. I think the only thing is, I don't really know if there can be a follow-up to this one in particular. I just don't really know where it would go. But I think I understand what you guys like about it in terms of, like, a lot of you have mentioned, like, the passion and the like strong feelings of attraction. And so that's definitely something I'm going to carry into future audios. Something that I'm kind of learning from. Okay, so after that, the F for F episode of the week was your soft dom tomboy girlfriend wants to have a spicy FaceTime session while you're traveling. This, again, I really like, you know, these kind of situations that naturally arise, like in our day-to-day lives, that, you know, can get extra spicy. So, yeah, this one, I just like this idea a lot of being on the phone, like video chat and telling your partner what to do. And, yeah, I think it also was a good success. There was actually a really sweet comment that someone left on, the audio, on the Patreon, for this episode. Someone saying that they love when dom stuff, like f-dom stuff, is needy and or like a little switchy, and that I'm just like pulling up the comment here. Sometimes it can come off like the dom is a little too cool and collected and just there to administer the sex and not really turned on by the situation. A little vulnerability is so hot, and I love that about your audios. That, first of all, that comment is super sweet, and thank you. I really appreciate that people recognize these things in my audio. And yeah, I agree 100%. You know, I think it's like, obviously we all have our likes and dislikes, our things that turn us on and stuff, but like I think like I just think vulnerability plays such a big part in you know, all kinds of intimacy, and especially when we want people, including ourselves, to be put in certain roles, like the f-dom or f-sub. I think it all goes back to that authenticity where, like, for me, that's kind of a huge driver in my audios. You know, we're not robots. We're not machines. Like, we're not F-dom all the time or F-sub all the time. Or you know what I mean? I don't know. I really, that's kind of my vibe, I think. More switchiness. Okay, and so then after that, we did the secret inner circle audio for the week was an F for A. I forgot, that's also another solution for the extra spicy episode per week. I know that some people, I know I'm never going to make everyone happy. I know some people really like having it specified F for M or F for F, because then you have these like very specific moments that feel personal to you, or that make it, you know, give the illusion that it's personal. But it's hard because F for A, obviously, you know, that is a potential solution. And I like making F for A audios, again, because I know my audience is very diverse. I know that I have, two sort of very different audiences who make up my community, and I don't know, that's something I like to do, is make FRA audios, but I'm acknowledging I know that's not everyone's cup of tea, but this one was fun. The thanks for taking these headshots of me, now can we take some for my personal collection. Again, everyday situations that turn spicy, like someone with a camera telling you what to do. Like, how can you not think about sex if you're in that situation, you know? I liked this one. I liked doing this one a lot. And as a couple of you pointed out, it's a little more F-subby than what I normally put out. I kind of just go off what you guys like and what you guys respond to. I personally would be more than happy to make a lot more F-sub kind of stuff. I think that might be a little more natural for me, just as a performer. But I also know, again, that a lot of you are here for kind of more F-dom stuff, which 100% will do that. I think it's funny. I will kind of always follow the cues that I'm getting from the majority of people to kind of, you know, decide what to make next. But yeah, if you guys want more F-subby stuff, I am more than happy. Again, I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but diversity, right? We want to have a diverse sort of set of stuff, I guess. Okay, the next one was... Catching your best friend touching herself while wearing your hoodie. That is not the title on YouTube, obviously, because that's YouTube would kick me out and never let me back. I think that one is just, the title is just catching your best friend wearing your hoodie or something. Anyway, this one was a custom audio that someone commissioned me to do. I talked about it a little bit in the Patreon episode description of the reason that, you know, I wanted to share this episode and make it public was because it had this technical aspect to it that's like totally new for me, where the character, the speaker, you hear both her thoughts and her dialogue. And, you know, usually in ASMR videos, it's, sorry, there's a train going by. Pause for train. There we go. In ASMR videos or audios, it's, you know, it's a speaker, their thoughts are generally turned into their dialogue, right? And this was kind of cool because it let me think a little more deeply into, like, okay, what is someone actually thinking versus what they're saying? And I really liked doing that and kind of, like, you know, reconceptualizing my approach a little bit. It was fun, though, because, yeah, I worked with the person who commissioned this from me, and we talked about, how to make that inner monologue sound like an inner monologue. And so I experimented with a few things with echo and reverb, and I came to, you know, a kind of middle ground that I think I really like. But yeah, again, really just great idea. And that little added technical challenge made it just a fun project to work on. And I think you guys really liked it too, based on the feedback. So that makes me happy, as always. After that, we had F for F, study session with your cute older friend gets a little spicy. This one, kind of classic, just older student friend who suggests you study together, and then, oh, what a surprise, they actually have, like, a raging crush on you. And you have also just as big, if not a bigger, crush on them. Fun stuff. I wanted to make that one spicy, like, really spicy, but I ended up not, just because, I don't know, having, you know, getting down in the library, I don't know, it just didn't sound very, it didn't sound like it would end up being very interesting, as a finished product. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know, I kind of thought, like, well, I think the crux of the episode is in the confession, and I think the like spiciness can be saved for a follow-up or something when they're not in the library. So yeah. After that, the secret inner circle audio was, I've always wanted to know what double penetration feels like. Okay, I obviously, booty play is a new tag on my Patreon. I think I need to do another poll soon to kind of to take the temperature of some new content. I figured you all would enjoy this, but I wasn't positive. So I'm glad that you did. And again, like I said, I just follow the wave of what you guys tell me you like. So if we want to explore that more, you know, I'm more than happy to. I think, like I said just a few moments ago, I like creating diverse content. I like, you know, not relying on sort of the same things over and over again. However, that's a hard balance with, you know, again, I feel like every time I do these rambles, I have to give a caveat of like, I know this sounds like I'm thinking about this as a business, but I'm not. I don't mean to call things products, and I don't mean to think about or talk about you guys as an audience or a user base or something. But just in general, again, to keep everyone happy, I want to make sure that, you know, what I'm making is, you know, you want to make sure that what you're putting out is what people expect, what they know and love. And, you know, I know it's not super smart to just throw out surprise after surprise after surprise. So that is why, you know, I was really cautious with this. I'm more than happy to expand into some other areas. We just have to, you know, kind of talk about that. I'll put out a poll. We'll have a February poll. Get down in the weeds a little bit about what other stuff people would like to see. Okay, almost done with these episodes. After that, we had the Flirty Tomboy Crush Pins You Against the Wall. This came out, I'm recording this on Tuesday. This came out yesterday on Patreon, today on YouTube. And, yeah, just a little coworker getting you all flustered, you know, classic. Again, I think that's something that you guys would enjoy, and I think I was correct in that. I hope you enjoyed it. It's kind of a character that is, I don't know, just kind of almost a little obnoxious in how much she likes teasing. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see if we do any similar ones to that. And finally, today I released on Patreon and YouTube the bad girl roommate cancels her date to stay home and cuddle you. Normally, this episode would come out on Patreon on Tuesday and then go to YouTube on Wednesday. However, there's a lot of audios coming out this week just because it's the end of the month and the audio request tier audio will be coming out, and the Secret Inner Circle extra audio. So I figured I don't want to like over, you know, I don't want to blow you guys up too much. So I figured I would just publish that YouTube episode a day early to kind of get it out of the way. So yeah. There's all the eps we did in January. Now, let's get to talking about some fun stuff. Let's see. Updates we had in January. Our Discord server now has 2 mods. Yay. Thank you, mods. You guys are the best. You've already helped me out so much with server management. I don't know. I just don't get it. The concepts just confuse me. And, yeah. So, I rely on our mods to tell me what to do and help me to do it. So, yeah. But that was, something I, you know, had been wanting to do for a while. And I'm really glad that I, went ahead and, you know, got that done. So now you guys can safely chat over there, and yeah, you've got mods to help you out if you need it. Yeah, I use Discord sparingly for various things, but yeah, I just managing a server is like way harder than it looks. So yeah. Okay, and then our second update, merch. Yay, merch! Yay! I'm super, super, super excited about merch. I think that, I just can't wait. I really, truly can't wait. I'm really, really happy with, so the designer I'm working with is a really good friend of mine, and, she has worked for a number of different companies in-house as a designer. She worked in the comics industry for a bit, and yeah, has made just some incredible designs, some like really cool prints, and Yeah, bunch of stuff. And so, yeah, working with her on the designs for the Alex merch. Yeah, just an incredible time. So much fun. And yeah, I'm very excited, very happy with the designs that we came up with. The designs that I polled everyone about, so like I said, we are going to be producing all of those designs. The poll was just to kind of, you know, make sure that we weren't horribly off track in terms of, you know, making something that people like and will wear. I am really super happy with all of the designs we came up with. We came up with a lot more than the four that we polled you guys on, and there will be a couple surprise designs that will be launching when the merch launches on February 15th. So let me say that again. Merch is launching, will be available to buy February 15th. So it's coming up super soon. Yeah, I don't know. We had such a good time making them together. Me and her are both like, I don't know. We were both just like really into the alt Twitter scene for a long time. And now, you know, Twitter fucking sucks and doesn't really exist anymore. And, so our tweet design. I know it's not everyone's favorite, but I fucking love that design so much, and I can't wait. I can't wait to get a sweater of that design for myself. Anyway, fuck X, rest in peace Twitter. But yeah, February 15th it will be coming out for purchase for you, and yeah, like I said, there will be a couple surprise designs. So look out for those. I think that's it. I think that's all that I've got for you guys. Yeah, January was a really big month, but February is also gonna be big with merch dropping. Plus, I have some upcoming tier changes that are gonna be happening. Don't worry before your anxiety pops off. The tier changes will only affect a very, very, very small amount of people. So do not worry. We will talk more about that later. But yeah, February is looking awesome. I'm super excited for what's to come. And as always, I can't wait to have you guys by my side through it. Can't wait to see what we come up with. And yeah. So, with that being said, thank you so much for listening to me, for being part of my community, for being part of this community with me. Yeah, I couldn't be happier with what we've created together. So, okay, well, that is it for me, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.